Nicola Tocchi is the chief executive at Forest and Bird, and she's standing behind the Coromandel-based anti-mining group Ours Not Mines, who are in the High Court today challenging the Hauraki District Council's decision to give Oceania Gold, a large international mining company, access into nationally significant Coromandel public conservation land for, get this, $1 a year. Nicola, it's good to talk with you again. Tēnā koe. Kia ora, Nicola. Obviously, you've got reasons to be surprised by this decision, as our listeners will be as well today. We treasure te tara o tika Māori, the Māori word, the barb of the fish, so to speak. And, of course, it's long been a battleground for anti-mining advocates. What do you make, firstly, of what we're witnessing here from the Hauraki District Council, and how disappointed are you that they could even consider allowing mining in public conservation land?
Yeah, thanks. There's a lot in there, right? So the first thing I would say is I'm not sure that the premise of what Ours Not Mines are doing is necessarily anti-mining. It is actually about protecting that stuff that we all love so much, you know, protecting our ngahere, protecting all of the wildlife that lives there. And you will recall, and I certainly do because I was there right in the front row, that in 2010, 40,000 New Zealanders marched up Queen Street to make it very clear to the government that we did not accept and would not accept digging up of our public conservation land that belongs to all of us. So what's happened here with the Hauraki District Council is kind of, it's real sleight of hand stuff, right? So you have the Wharekiroponga Forest Park, which, by the way, just happens to be home to the Archie's Frog or Pepekitua, which, because I can't help myself because I'm a nature nerd, but important for people to know, this is the most ancient frog and is globally recognised as the number one edge species. What that means is it's the number one evolutionarily distinct and globally endangered species of frog, right, in the whole world. It lives in the Wharekiroponga Park, where Oceania Gold, an international mining company, want to dig. So what they did was they knew that they were going to have trouble getting the relevant access through public conservation processes through the Department of Conservation. There would need to be a public process, I imagine. And so they have gone to the Hauraki District Council because somewhere on a map there's a line that is a paper road that doesn't exist in real life. It's just ngahere and that lovely, beautiful bush, if you're familiar with. I was there last year. It is a stunning part of Aotearoa, New Zealand. And they've managed to get rights via the council to put big vent structures on this paper road, which doesn't exist in real life. So to me, that's really disappointing because as New Zealanders, we like to be upfront and honest. We like a fair go. And this is kind of sneaky, jiggery, pokery in the extreme.
Not sneaky, jiggery, pokery. My goodness, we'll have to keep an eye on that stuff, obviously. If you've had cause ever to drive up behind Waihee, you'll see the Martha Mine. I mean, you can't do mining without serious environmental impacts. For those who perhaps are a little unfamiliar with, because a lot of our people don't travel the Coromandel very much, perhaps nowhere near as much as you, Nicola, just take us in geographically to where this area is again, please.
Oh, you're challenging me as someone from the deep south of Te Waipounamu, but it is across over the other side of the Coromandel. It is not far from a number of communities. And with reference to the Martha Mine in Waihee, the thing to remember is these are international companies, right? They come in, they make a bloody great mess over a number of years. They promise the world, and then they bail out and they leave the community left with the legacy. And the thing that concerns me a little bit at the moment, and I heard a little bit of on the media over the weekend, we have a new government about to come in signalling that they're going to relax some of the rules about mining in New Zealand, mining on conservation land. I heard our incoming Prime Minister talk about on national radio earlier this week talk about sensitive mining. Well, my memory isn't that short, because back 12 years ago, it was Jerry Brownlee talking about surgical mining. And, of course, those things are just euphemisms for destruction. I also heard the head of the mining industry group talk about how it's great because once you've done the mining, you just put the nature back. Now, you and I both know it, you can't do that. This is a country that has existed, and its ecology has existed on its own on these lovely little lifeboats of survival for 80 million years after it broke off from Gondwana, and we are a part of that. So I guess Forest and Bird are backing the Coromandel crew 100% in their little David and Goliath kind of battle they're having this week with the council. And I want to be really clear with New Zealanders that it's deja vu all over again, and I think we probably need to get our walking shoes on.
Well, as I say, Oceania Gold, and you've touched on too, are a perhaps multi-million, if not billion-dollar global organisation. They scrape all over the world, and a dollar a year. What the hell could the Hauraki District Council think the benefits are here for the wider community?
Yeah, well, I imagine that the Hauraki District Council, and you see it certainly down on the west coast of the South Island, even though agriculture and tourism are higher earners on the west coast down here, but, there's lots of talk about jobs, right? But the thing to remember about these mining operations is that they are boom and bust. You know, the New Zealand taxpayer had to bail out Solid Energy some 10 and more years ago when they couldn't make it work. And we all end up not only paying the bill environmentally for what happens to, you know, our amazing native wildlife, but we actually have to front up the dollars to bail these people out. And so the costs don't stack up. And I think as New Zealanders, we should be challenging the rhetoric about jobs and money to communities every step of the way.
Tēnā koe. What about this fella in the States trying to nick the Bird of the Year competition? And he seems to be having a go at the Pūtekiteki. Most of our people wouldn't know this manu. I'm not so familiar with it, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about it. But he likes to feature NZ too, because he sees us as a little bit quirky. But he's described the manu as a puking mullet bird, anyway, and dressed up as a Pūtekiteki. Is this helpful, or how do you respond to, you know, him seemingly taking the mickey? But anyway, it's a proud bird. It's quite a stunning bird, to be honest, when I'm looking at pictures of it, but don't know much about it, do you?
Yeah, I mean, the Pūtekiteki, or the Australasian crested grebe, is a neat bird. I've been fielding all kinds of backlash about, you know, the controversy of John Oliver trying to rig, our most exciting election of the year. But I think it's great. You know, the fact that people all over the world are now looking at us and being fascinated by our wildlife. And more than that, what I've loved is the New Zealand campaign managers have, you know, we love to punch above our weight, right? So they have risen to the challenge with their campaigning, and it's been heaps of fun. With a slightly kind of more poignant note, if the whole world is watching us and how we look after our wildlife, then we better make sure that we are investing properly in that and being tidy with it. And imagine, for example, Dale, if the Whare Kero Ponga Park in Coromandel was home to the Pūtekiteki, you know, we would be the subject of international outcry. So it just kind of reminds us that we've got to keep ourselves tidy here.
Is it a 501 bird deported from Australia?
Not quite. They are both here in Australia. There are only approximately 1,000 left. It's a lovely story, actually, because in the 80s there were less than 200, but there's been some amazing work going on by communities, particularly down and around Wanaka, who saw that these birds were in trouble and did things like made artificial floating islands for them to go out and nest on and not be disturbed by predators or humans, and they've done really well there. They are quite lovely. They keep their little babies on their backs while they're swimming along, when the babies are just still little chicks. They're a neat bird. I know people will be jumping up and down and grumping if this bird wins over something kind of, you know, more expected, like a, I don't know, a kiwi, for example. But actually, there's the only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about. So I think it's great for us all.
Kia ora. Nice talking with you again, Nicola. Thanks so much.
Lovely to talk to you.
Kia ora. Te nā koe. Kia ora, sis. Thanks.